race. I think it's about how the person feels. And no matter whether you're a racist or you're just making racial remarks, you're going to make a person feel a certain way.
Right. You're a bigot.
Well, some people are just uncomfortable talking about race. So
right.
But racial and racist are different.
With talking about it, he was uncomfortable about the race.
It's your opinion.
Yeah, but you know what people are saying? Well, guy, you're sleeping with a half black, half Mexican woman. You know, how could he be a? I got this a lot yesterday. Oh, how could he be a racist? He's sleeping with a minority.
And so did Massa. Massa slept with him all the time. Did that mean he
that
loved
wasn't,
him?
That was not the same.
Same thing. Similar. Exact very same. Similar.
How is that similar?
Exact it's same. Just,
I'm back, sure him and his then, him and his girlfriend are consensual.
It was for his pleasure.
Back then, that was the 1800s. This is 2014.
Same thing.
Yeah, and it's consensual, and she's getting cars and houses and gifts. And
right. 1-877-727-7746. Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? You want to comment?
No, I was calling about
Oh, you called at the wrong time. You better call back.
The future.
I'm sorry.
All right, bro.
Yeah, you know, we're doing something that, you know, we got to talk about stuff here, okay? It's all right. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you? Good.
I'm fine. What you think?
Tiana from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably in a minority on this one. I kind of think it's racially insensitive, but I struggle to say that it was racist. Because at this point, he's been an owner for almost 30 years. He's on the basketball team, he's been able to manage it. He's been a good businessman, clearly, because he hasn't gone bankrupt. And he hasn't allowed his personal feelings to interfere with his business feelings. Now, I do think he has a game messed up. But that's to say that he feeds them. No, actually, they feed you. Because if they were bombs, your team would be in bankruptcy. You would have no team, and you would not be an NBA owner. There are good players that you acquire, and they do their job. So you pay them to do their job. That is not, a blessing for them. It is more so a blessing to you, and it's almost an equal exchange. So
gotcha.
I don't think that he's, racist. I do think that it was a bit racially insensitive, and
right.
I think that it should be addressed.
Wow.
Okay. Good morning. Let's go to the next line. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, this is Steve from Louisville.
I want
to make a comment.
Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering, has anybody took into consideration that the man might not be a racist?
That's why I brought up the question. Unfortunately, he has a history of making comments about, minorities and things like that. So there is a pattern with him. But if you look at what he said, is it racist or is it just racial? I don't want black people at the game. Stop bringing black people to the game. You know, I don't know. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, I just want to say that, given his past history, I would say that his comments were racist. And then one other thing I want to say, too, is a lot of people are surprised that the female that he was talking to is black and Latino. But I'm not surprised by it because this is no different than Thomas Jefferson sleeping with Sally Hemings.
Gotcha. Let's go to Twitter. Dave the Dude says most people aren't mentally mature enough to have a conversation on race. People get too defensive because it always erodes into just noise. Nubian writer says, I would say racist because the thoughts are stemming from something. Why would you say it if you weren't racist?
Mm-hmm. And, Russ, you know what I think is a big deal and nobody's really been saying? Who has been quiet in all of this? Stern.
Dave Stern, it's not his job anymore. It's Adam Silver's job.
He knew. He basically coddled this dude all the way through. You know what I'm saying? Like, from 85, like you said, when the Roddy Massimino thing came out, all the way up with the Elgin Baylor and all that stuff, he knew about this. Yeah. He could have
see Roddy Massimino had won the national championship and he was getting ready to get hired by the Clippers, and Donald Sterling was quoted as saying, "What makes you think you can work with these ends?" You know,
yeah. ESPN
and
put
so
out
that
a story.
That was me.
ESPN put out a story in 2006 saying that he was racist.
Ike Magnifico writes at Russ Parr Show, what Sterling said was racist. From what he said, sounds like he feels that blacks are beneath him.
Right. And if he
but, and it could be, maybe not just black. He might be also an
classes.
And a sexist.
You know, especially rich people will feel like a lot of people are beneath them, you know. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, y'all. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Your comment, please.
Russ, I think some are going to be upset when I say this, but I think it falls along the lines of being more so prejudiced than I do racist. I think it becomes racist when another ethnic group acts upon it and they exert how they feel. That's when it becomes more so racial or racist. What he said was simply was, I don't like black people in my stadium at my games. He didn't say, I hate African-Americans or I hate the fact that they play on the same team. When one ethnic group acts upon or exerts an action towards another ethnic group, that's when it becomes racist. But truthfully speaking, that's the ethical standpoint of it. How I feel about it on purpose, I feel like they all fall within the same, within the same category.
I got you. I appreciate that. Truth921 writes, I think NBA should offer him immunity and give him a chance to expose other racist owners. We were talking about that yesterday. Right. God's Creation writes, I agree that you can make racial remarks without being a racist. A lot of the comments being made on this show are racial. And let me see, Not Trying to Be Rude says, this is a dumb question. It's clearly racist. Well, you're a dumb question, guy. Not trying to be rude. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments, man. Of course, like, we're trying to get you paid. That's just what we're doing. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Handle your business. We'll be right back, y'all.